Be you perfect, therefore, as also your heavenly Father is perfect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, when we say the rosary, we add after each decade, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. These were the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who told her faithful to add to convert sinners these words after each decade, and save the sinners from punishment. Today's saint, Saint John Gualbert, was saved from hell through the mercy of Jesus. The brother of Saint John was murdered, and in his anger, John prepared to revenge. And on Good Friday, he met his brother's murderer, and he drew his sword and charged toward the murderer. But then the man fell on his knees and begged forgiveness in the name of Holy Passion and Death of Christ. At that moment, John remembered how Jesus forgave his murderers when he was dying on the cross. So John dropped his sword, embraced his enemy, and went to the nearby monastery, and in front of the crucifix asked forgiveness of his evil plan to murder his enemy. And then a miracle happened. Christ on the cross bowed his head 3 times and told John that his sins were forgiven, and he later joined that same monastery. Children, it has been 100 years since Blessed Virgin Mary appeared at Fatima to 3 children named Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta. She entrusted these children 3 secrets, and in the first she showed them hell, the place of punishment, and this vision especially influenced Jacinta, the youngest of them. And she made it her apostolate to convert sinners and save them from punishment. At this time, Jacinta was 7 years old, and she was very gentle little girl. She loved lambs, and she danced with them, and she dearly loved the beautiful flowers, which she liked to throw before the Most Blessed Sacrament during processions. When her cousin Lucia would tell her about the passion and death of Jesus, Jacinta would cry and say, "I will never commit sin. I do not want to make Jesus suffer." The 3 always went to watch their parents' sheep. Once in a while, they would stop playing and say the rosary. On May the 13th of the year 1917, the 3 shepherds, Jacinta, her brother Francisco, and their cousin Lucia, they were watching their sheep in a valley when suddenly a streak of lightning flashed from a cloud. The children were afraid at first, but when they got over their fear, they saw before them on a small tree a very young and beautiful lady. She was brighter than the sun. Her white dress was trimmed with gold, and in her folded hands she held a rosary. She said to the children she wanted them to come there each month on the 13th at noon and asked, "Do you want to offer yourselves to God and accept all the sufferings which He will send you? Will you also do penance so that sinners will be converted and that peace may come?" she asked. And Lucia answered, "We will." As soon as she said this, the lady began to rise in the air, and then she was gone. And little Jacinta kept saying as they walked home, "Oh, the beautiful lady!" So much was she impressed with this apparition. As said, the lady gave the children 3 secrets, first of which dealt with hell, the punishment of the damned, and the conversion of sinners. Our Lady showed them a great sea of fire which seemed to be under the earth. The children saw the demons crying with pain and despair, and the damned souls with them. The vision of hell lasted only an instant, but even though it was frightening, the children were now grateful to the Blessed Virgin of promising to take them to heaven instead of making them die in sin. What most impressed Jacinta in the first secret was the thought of the eternity of hell. Even when the children were playing, once in a while Jacinta would exclaim, "Imagine, even after many, many years, hell will not end. So we need to pray very hard for the sinners, that Our Lady will save them from hell. Poor things, we will make many sacrifices and pray for them." Jacinta was so deeply impressed by the Blessed Mother's announcement that they should sacrifice themselves for sinners that she never in her short life missed an opportunity to do so, namely to do sacrifice. There were two girls, daughters of the two families, who used to go begging from door to door. And one day the children met them when they were going to the pastor. Upon seeing these two poor girls, Jacinta said, "Let us give them our lunch for the conversion of sinners." And she ran off to give them their offering and went the rest of the day hungry. In the neighborhood, there also lived a woman who insulted the three Fatima children every time she met them. One day she came out of a tavern, and since she was drunk, she assaulted the children. Afterwards, Jacinta said, "We must pray to the Blessed Mother and offer sacrifices for the conversion of this woman. She commits so many sins that unless she goes to confession, she will go to hell." A few days later, the children walked past the place where this woman lived. They ran through the street, running past her door, when suddenly Jacinta stopped, turned around and asked, "Tell me, is it tomorrow that we are going to see the lady?" "Yes, it is." "Then let us stop playing. Let us make this sacrifice for the conversion of sinners." And without thinking that someone might see her, Jacinta raised her hands and eyes to heaven and made her offering. In the meantime, the same evil woman was watching through one of the windows. And later she told that Jacinta's actions had so impressed her that she needed no other proof to believe that Our Lady really appeared at Fatima. From that moment on, this woman not only did not insult the children anymore, but she continually prayed to the Blessed Virgin to obtain forgiveness for her sins. Children, for the conversion of sinners, Jacinta suffered everything. One of the hardest things she had to endure was to answer the numerous questions people asked her, yet she could suffer that too. Even when she was sick in the hospital, she was an apostle of Mary. In the same house, there was another little girl to whom Jacinta frequently told that she would need to be very obedient, be not lazy, and never tell a lie. Also, the modest dress of some nurses and the conduct of some doctors who were unbelievers led Jacinta to remind them of eternity and to ask them to avoid luxury and immodest dress. And when she was in her final illness, she said, "My head hurts, I am so thirsty, but I won't drink. I want to offer this sacrifice for sinners." And her mother brought her a cup of milk and told her to drink it. And she said, "I don't want it, mother." And she pushed the cup aside with her hand. Her mother insisted a little to make her drink, and then she moved away, saying to Lucia, who was present, "I don't know what to do to make her take something. She is so sick." And as soon as they were alone, Lucia asked, "How could you disobey your mother like that? Why don't you offer this sacrifice to our Lord?" And Jacinta called her mother back and asked her forgiveness, saying that she would take whatever she wanted her to take. Her mother again brought her the cup of milk, and Jacinta drank it with no complaints. She was very ill by now, and she was only 10 years old when she died. And Jacinta's life shows us the huge importance of living not just good life, but a perfect life, as our Lord tells us in the Gospel today. When you grow up, children, you might hear people saying that keeping the commandments, going to Mass, and praying is too much what they can handle and cannot be done. Never listen to that kind of talk. Our Lord told us to be perfect, and He would never have told us that unless He would also give us graces to keep the commandments through His sacraments. And living as a real follower of Jesus gives us plenty of opportunities to do sacrifices to convert sinners. It bothered Jacinta that she had to all the time answer to adults' questions over and over again. But she did that with the spirit of sacrifice. In the same way, you children can do sacrifices by always being polite and speak with respect and kindness to everyone you meet, even if you would rather be someplace else at the moment. Or if you ever disobey your parents, you apologize them, even if it's hard, like Jacinta apologized of refusing the milk her mother wanted her to have. Doing little things like that makes you a child of Mary. Our holy Catholic religion is a religion of doing the will of God, not our own. And if you do that, not only will you save your own soul, but through your good example, you make other people wanting to be Catholics as well, and your sacrifices can save their souls from hell as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.